Donnell? Donnell? Yeah. No, we don't know. He's going to get all the tests.
What happened with the skirmish at the end?
Who knows? Two defensive end and a tackle. I didn't see it. I'm sure it was some kind of rush. They just lost it. Suddenly they lost it. So they jump in between them and they shake hands and you keep going.
You didn't seem too happy with
them. You're always one of them. Of course I'm not happy. You asked me the same question 20 years ago.
10.
Not, why would I be happy about that? You can get somebody hurt under those circumstances.
Tom, was Donnell a knee?
We'll tell you when we find out what it is. Yeah, it was a knee. I don't have any information for you yet, though.
Tom, could you give us an idea of snap distribution?
Ones will play a little more, probably in the 20 range, and the twos will play 25 or so, and then the third group will play following that. So if we get any kind of snap distribution like we did the other night, it would be a 65-snap game if it went that way.
Would you anticipate trying to get all four quarterbacks?
No, no, we'll play three quarterbacks. Carr will play this week. Painter will play next week.
Are you expecting Akeem to be ready to go?
Akeem, yes.
How about Terrell? Any decision on him yet?
He's not going to go this week, but hopefully we get them all together next week.
That's Corey Webster.
You know, he came out. He worked that one day, and now he's back over here. So I mean, I think it's day to day. We'll see. Hopefully.
Tom, have you seen this, some of the same things out of Stevie Brown that you saw last year at the good days? Have you built on them a little bit?
Yeah, we've seen plenty. He's done a good job. He's much more aware of what we would like from that position. And, you know, he can get us in coverages and the right coverages. He and Antrell work well together. I'd say yes.
Tom, we haven't asked you about JPP at all.
If you saw him yesterday, he worked well yesterday. He was right out here. I think he was a little sore today, so they slowed him down again. But yesterday was an outstanding day. He ran well. He worked in the weight room.
Tom, if I may take off topic for a second about Bradshaw, I understand maybe making the trip with Indy, even though he's not playing. If you could just reflect on the moment.
Making the trip?
That Bradshaw may make the trip. Up here.
Well, I would think they did take him off PUP, right?
Yeah, but he's not going to play. They've already made that clear. I guess if you could just share with us a moment or two about.
Well, I've said many times what Ahmad meant to us when he was here. He was a tough, hard-nosed guy. And anytime you came on the field, you knew what you were going to get out of him. He was very focused, very physical, very tough. Played hard. Was very emotional about the way he played. It was a big, big part of our two championship teams. Just a tremendous, tough, you know, you think back to 07 when he breaks the long one in Buffalo, you know, those type of things. I mean, those are the things that stand out for me, is his toughness, his heart, the way he approached every game, the emotion that he put into it. He would play with extreme pain. We all know that, so. Nothing but great, thoughts about him.
Tom, when you said JPP had a little soreness, you mean like a normal soreness or something concerned?
I'm not a doctor, okay? He ran yesterday well. He's sore today, probably because he hasn't been running, so they just held him back today. So, in other words, he's not ready to come out 2 days in a row and do what he did yesterday, but I'm encouraged by what he did.
Tom,